Phoenix Audio presents.
So Far, written and read by yours truly, Kelsey Grammer. Years after my sister had died, a friend of hers told me this story. One night, she and Karen had been talking of life and family and where we were all going. Karen stopped and thought for a moment, and then said, "I'm not so sure about myself, but I do know this. Kelsey's going to do it all. And so I dedicate this book to Karen Elisa Grammer. Karen, if I haven't done it all, I promise I will still keep trying." Assuming you beach at last near Atlantis and begin the terrible trek inland through squalid woods and frozen tundras where all are soon lost, if forsaken then you stand, dismissal everywhere, stone and snow, silence and air. Oh, remember the great dead and honor the fate you are. Traveling and tormented, dialectic and bizarre, stagger onward rejoicing. And even then, if perhaps, having actually got to the last call, you collapse with all Atlantis shining below you, yet you cannot descend, you should still be proud even to have been allowed just to peep at Atlantis in a poetic vision. Give thanks and lie down in peace, having seen your salvation. From Atlantis by W.H. Auden. Although it is implied in autobiography, I would like to emphasize that everything in this book is told from my perspective and my own memories, and of course there are always at least two sides to a story. Many of these memories are painful, but I have endeavored to include only the events in my life that have had a significant impact on my growth as an actor and a man. In some cases, I have changed the names of people who played a role in my past, but in all cases, I have taken care to recount my experiences fairly and accurately. 2 years into Cheers, the producers decided to add a new character, an uptight intellectual psychiatrist who knew exactly what was wrong with everybody else, but not what was screwing him up. They looked at a great many actors in Los Angeles. No one was right. So they started looking in New York. They looked at stand-up comics, and they looked at actors, and then they found me. They found me because every moment of my life led to them finding me. But on the surface level, where the strands of causality are most visible, they found me because I had been in a Stephen Sondheim musical called Sunday in the Park with George. And that was weird. I use this word advisedly. To that point, my life had included such weirdness as the murder of my father, the rape and murder of my beloved and only sister, the drowning deaths of my two half-brothers, and a marriage that went south even before the ceremony. But it was definitely weird that I ever got to sing on stage in New York, because the thing of it was when I was chosen for that musical. I was in my late 20s, and I hadn't sung since I was in high school. "I can't get you an audition for the Sondheim show," my agent said. "You have no credits in a musical." "Jeffrey, you are not a casting director. You are an agent," I said. "You get me the audition, and I'll take care of the rest." "Kels, this is Sondheim." "I know. Trust me. I can sing. And I'd like to work with the man." I got the audition. "Sing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," Sondheim said. I did. "Sing a little higher." I did. "Great," he said. "Thanks." I got the part, which put me back in the company of the show's star, Mandy Patinkin. I had known Mandy back at Juilliard. In fact, Mandy and Robin Williams and Chris Reeve and I were all there at the same time, although we weren't close friends. 10 years later, they had made it. I was still waiting. But though neither of us could have guessed it, Mandy was destined to play a part in the process of turning this classically trained theater actor into the star of his own television sitcom. The show closed. I moved on to understudy Bill Hurt and Christopher Walken in the Mike Nichols production of Hurley Burley, and Mandy happened to have lunch with Gretchen Runnell, who was then the New York casting director for Paramount. Gretchen asked Mandy if he knew any funny leading man types. "Yes," Mandy said, "Kelsey Grammer." So Gretchen called me. "Kelsey, are you interested in doing television?" Well, just a few weeks earlier, I had been